So you ain't need no extra appetites or nothing like that, right?
At this Walmart store in Jones Maltzburger, his colleagues call him G.I. Joe. Joseph Austin might be the happiest-go-lucky guy in retail sales.
Me personally, I like just the holiday chill. Just everybody coming together and, you know, being a family that they're supposed to be the other 364 days.
Working through the holidays, he's taking the crowds in stride.
And it's all backed by our low-price guarantee.
Walmart stores may be seeing an increase in sales across the board. Scott Redman manages a store here on Jones Maltzburger and says the customer count is up and so is their spending.
They're not just buying basics. It's not just our consumable areas. We're seeing some of our gift giving areas, some of our goods that are typically considered, you know, luxuries. We're up in those departments as well, like electronics.
With Christmas merchandise going up in September, Redman says customers just want a change of pace and look forward to the holiday season. Its variety, he says, has local stores beat hands down. Customer Anthony Medina is shopping for the holidays.
Sometimes it can be fun and other times it's challenging.
He says Walmart is his go-to store, but local stores aren't worried. Claudia Maceo manages the Twig Bookshop at the Pearl. She believes there is a growing awareness to support the little guys.
The buy local thing is something that I really do hear people talk about. I know a lot of people value our customer service, the way that we do carefully buy books with our customers in mind. We pay a lot of attention to what they want.
Maceo says author signings, poetry readings, and other tailored events are branches that keep their customers coming back to the Twig. They can offer deep discounts like Walmart, but Maceo says they offer buyer incentives. Plus, she says big box stores are more friends than foe. She says brick and mortar stores bring bodies into the stores, and when they're shopping chain, customers find time to shop local too. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.